Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, John, America is winning when it comes to jobs again. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine in Pakistan, and he's saying how they're restricted in their economy there, and he wished he could come to America, where America has jobs. And now, because of what's taking place, because we have now more jobs and we have people qualified to actually work them, people like Muhammad and others are able to come and say, come to America as a legal immigrant and come and work, you know, and become a citizen of America.
It's amazing what you just said. We have more jobs than people looking for them.
Yes.
Not too long ago, remember? Yes. Unemployment rate was so high, people didn't have any jobs. We were in a recession. Yeah. It's amazing how things have shifted in such a short amount of time.
In 500 days, you know.
It's amazing.
And only God could do this. No political party, nobody could do it. But it takes leadership, takes people to listen and do what's being expected. It takes a lot of prayers. And we're seeing that take place. As a matter of fact, this is Linda McMahon being interviewed about how America is winning again. Let's go. She's head of the Small Business Administration in America. Check it out.
Yes, and that's one of the things, you know, that SBA does, is SBA guarantees loans, doesn't make the loans, but guarantees loans to those people who can't get credit elsewhere. And we are seeing a rise, you know, in those entrepreneurs that are looking for loans because they are now have the confidence and the optimism to start more businesses. And it's amazing what tax cuts have done and how it has, you know, stimulated the economy.
That's so important because, you know, you have to, even when you're, if you're laying on operating table and your heart's not moving, it doesn't matter about the rest of your body. You're gonna need blood to start moving through your body again. And what moves blood through your body is your heart. And so what you need, your heart needs stimulation. It needs those little shocker pads, right? And then all of a sudden when your heart starts moving, then all of a sudden your business starts flowing and all of a sudden you have, you know, oxygen in the rest of your body. It's the same with the nation. The currency is about blood flow.
Yeah.
And it has to be flowing. It can't be all stacking up with the government, with the past administration, talking about socialism and all these different stuff. It doesn't work. Socialism works until you run. Margaret Thatcher said this. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said this. That socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Yeah.
And it's like, that means you're living off other people's money instead of your own. And God's designed you to be creative, to be able to go out and to do things and to earn money. And it makes you feel good when you go and you work and you create and those type of things. You're designed for that. You think about it. And so God's designed you not just to kick back and do nothing. Even if you don't need the money, to volunteer and to participate. And it brings stimulation to your life and to your spirit.
Health to your life.
Yes.
I remember reading a report that in the state of Florida, talking about businesses and growth, I think 80% of all new hires in Florida come from small businesses. These are the lifeblood.
80%.
Yes, lifeblood.
Which means 80% of all business is small business.
Exactly.
Who hires most of those that are working in small business?
Absolutely.
So it's so important, the Small Business Administration. As a matter of fact, she's even seeing, helping people get small businesses get access to capital. As a small business, quite often, you know, you're trying to get access to the next employee or the next product. And what happens when America says, listen, we want to help empower you. And I believe according to Bishop T.D. Jakes and his book, The Sword, that he wrote, he talked about women are the greatest business owners right now, new business owners, entrepreneur. Yeah. But they were failing because of some specific things they needed. And one thing is capital.
Cash. You need money.
Yeah, you need cash. Well, Linda McMahon, through the president's guidance, is saying we want to empower small business, which employs your mama, your father, or probably you. And that's how finances come in. This is so important. As a matter of fact, capital is cash, and you need it when you're running a business. Let's see what Linda McMahon has to say about that.
For the first time, we have more jobs than we have people looking for them, you know, with unemployment down 3.8%. But yes, I do hear from small businesses that they are having trouble finding skilled workers, workforce in general. And I think I've been working a little bit with the Secretary of Education and Secretary Acosta from Labor, because putting together programs so that the private sector is working more with our community colleges and tech schools to get people right into the workforce for the jobs that they need.
This is so important. You're looking at the unemployment rate dropping down so low now. As a matter of fact, I just heard yesterday that one of the cabinet members talking about No, it wasn't the cabinet members. It was the FOTS Business Network, the financial man. I forget his name.
Neil Cavuto?
No, not Neil Cavuto. But anyway, so he said that the economy's booming, things are great, but this is the highest quit rate there's ever been. People are quitting their jobs at the highest rate.
Quit rate.
Right. And this is why. Because they now can get a better job.
That's right.
They're quitting the job that they have and putting in 2 weeks' notice, if you're a believer. And then and then looking for a better job because now they can get paid
There's opportunities out there.
So now, in the past season, people were quitting and getting fired, getting laid off. And they weren't quitting, they were getting laid off.
Yeah.
They're fired and cutbacks. But now you're looking at people quitting their jobs to get a better job.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? There's more jobs.
Beautiful. Which means
you can pick a better job, which is forcing your present employer to reconsider how much they're paying you. As a matter of fact, I heard that a particular company on the Gulf Coast has two pay scales. One pay scale to keep their skilled workers so they don't run off and get another job. And the other pay scale is like, if we lose them, we can replace them.
Wow.
So they're starting to pay people what they're worth in regards to what they can return for their company.
We're talking about upward mobility.
Yes.
You and I were talking about, I think it was the Brookings Institute, because people talking about poverty and minimum wage. Mm-hmm. I think they say there's three things that people need to focus on not to become poor and be a part of the in society. Graduate high school, get a job, and stay married. If you do those three things,
and don't have any children before you get married.
Right. You will naturally progress into the middle class.
Isn't that amazing?
But this is what happens in America.
Those are the things, though, that society previously was fighting against those things, which means they're fighting against your success. You got to say, wait a minute, I'm going to be successful. And you notice who's successful is the people that are focusing, trying their best, in those particular areas. And it's amazing to see if you can remember where we were and where we are and things that are going on. And so we're looking at how important, and when you think about this, the statistics of how many small businesses are owned by Christians, in America, it's huge. And Christian employers are hiring many people. And if you hire one person, you're actually taking care of them and their family and their needs and their future. And it's all kinds of things by you doing business together.
Not only that, but you want to support Christian businesses.
Yeah.
Today, you have the power to vote with your dollar.
Yeah.
And so you want to spend money with those people who are supporting the values that are important to you. And that currency continues to go around, not only in your local community, but really across the kingdom.
That's right. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how regulations. I remember then I was talking to some of our people and some of the people that handle our stuff, and the administrative regulations was getting so intense. We had to totally restructure everything we were doing. We had to do things that we thought you would never have to do because the government was pressing down on everyone, and everyone who was involved in it, all the qualified people, all these highly educated folks in those particular marketplaces and all that. They were stressing out. Why? Because so many government they were controlling through trying to nudge everybody according to the book.
Cass Sunstein's,
by the way, and his wife was the one who was the U.S. ambassador to the UN. And that was Samantha Powers, who was actually uncovering names in that in investigations. Reportedly. So it's like his whole goal was to write regulations, so many regulations that you can control everybody, not because there was a law passed by Congress, but because they made a rule or regulation that said you can't have a puddle of water on your property. If you do, they can take people to jail. It literally took people to jail because they drained a little small puddle on their property.
That's nuts because, in my opinion, I think regulation should be enough regulation to protect the citizen, but not too much regulation where you control and hamper business.
And that was their goal. Cass Sunstein's goal was, he said himself, right, to be able to, or reportedly did, he wrote the book called Nudge, which is about nudging you and controlling you in the aspect of your environment. So this is big news. Listen, this is a powerful time. I mean, you think about it when somebody's trying to control you through regulations and try to prevent you from being successful in your business, successful in your life. And it's like there's so many regulations. And then Cass Sunstein's, we just talked about what that was his goal through the book Nudge. He talks about it. He was the one that says you can actually change things without using the legislature branch. Mm. When you listen to Valerie Jarrett, who was the assistant to the previous president, she was sitting in the former president's wife's office, Hillary Clinton's office, and they asked her in a CBS interview, what are you doing? She said, we were just going around Congress. And it's like, you don't go around Congress. And so They wrote so many regulations that you couldn't even breathe. You couldn't function. If you messed up, you lose your business. You lose your, you know, different things going on.
We've talked to business owners and we've heard their stories.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very costly.
It was very costly. It was very oppression. There's lots of oppression. Yeah. Well, guess what? When the president got in office, he ran on and said, listen, if we're going to bring a new regulation in, we're going to cancel two for every new one we bring in. But it looks like, and I think the numbers are, they actually canceled 20 regulations for everyone. Take a look at this picture right here. This is the regulations that President Trump did away with when he came into office, which freed up, and you're going to see Linda McMahon right now. She's the Secretary of the Small Business Administration, and she is speaking about how it's just freed. This is one of the, Trump feels this is one of the biggest things he did, because once the restraints were off the businesses, what did they start doing? They started paying you bonuses, and started giving
That's
you
right.
raises, and started expanding their businesses. And it's like we're free again. And the thing the Lord showed me very specifically was that, you know, America was just almost like on a slave ship for a period of time, spiritually speaking. And all of a sudden, when God switched administrations, we were free. Some people are still on the boat, John, when God's saying you can be free. And I remember the feeling of that freedom. And that's what happens when somebody, the oppression comes off you, the regulatory oppression comes off of you. You know, this, I think it was Stalin that says, show me the man, I'll tell you the law that he broke. And this is what happens when you have that many regulations. It's easy to be able to control. Guess what? It's changing. As a matter of fact, this is Linda McMahon with Small Business Administration talking about this great victory. Check it out.
You know, I haven't heard so much about specific regulations. Mm-hmm. What I've heard more and more is just about the amount of regulations that small business had to comply with. And so having rolled back a lot of that, and they can spend more time in their businesses and growing their businesses than they do now having to comply with regulations. And that's been an incredible boost to them.
So that trend of the first year is going to keep rolling.
Yes. And the president said he's just getting started, even though so for every, you know, for every two regulations that were proposed, for every one that was proposed, they had to roll back two. And he actually did 22.
20. As he said, 22 for everyone. Isn't that awesome?
It's a beautiful thing.
These
regulations were handicapping business owners or getting people in fear. People were closing businesses.
Right.
And I know folks that were not going to even start a business had the election went a different route. And so this is a great thing that's happening.
Yeah, and you were looking at specifically how the restraint of small businesses where, you know, they're being controlled about what they can do and who they could do it for, what was taking place and how, you know, what you can write on your cake and what you can't write on your cake.
Safety regulations.
Yes.
They were giving them so many regulations for safety.
Right.
They couldn't make any money.
And it wasn't really about all that. It was specifically
control.
About if you, yeah, it's a totally about the nudge. As a matter of fact, we're going to make sure that book's available for you so you can know exactly what's going on so you won't let it happen again. You know, in your country, maybe it's taking place and you understand, wait a minute, it's about controlling this so you can begin to pray over the government that God would put godly government in that would release the oppression over your nation. It feels so different when you're set free, your nation is set free from oppression.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.